Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We were talking about shopping. I felt like that segment went so well. We almost got in a fight about shopping math.
And we should definitely go farther with it.
Yeah.
Well, we have intern Darby in here, and she informed us that she worked at a clothing store.
Okay.
And I would just randomly ask her, you know, is there anything unusual that happens, you know, in clothing stores? And you said there's a lot of entitled people who actually ask the clerk to walk around with them and carry their clothes and cater to them as you're doing their shopping.
Yes, all the time. Wow.
And then she told us a story that I'm going to have to go online and look at a video of pigs being slaughtered to get this image out of my mind.
Okay, so you say there's some other unusual things that happen at clothing stores.
Yes.
Okay, so what's the story again?
Okay, so it was my first week, you know, I'm little Darby in the store, don't know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So I get a customer. It's a sweet little old lady because the store that I worked at was mostly elderly women.
Okay.
So I'm walking around picking up shirts and we go to the dressing room and she goes, will you come in and help me get dressed?
No.
What?
No.
I look at my manager. I was like, is this in my job description? And she's like, go on in there. So I go in there.
Okay.
The little old lady takes her shirt off, and I am blindsided because she forgot to wear a bra that day.
Forgot?
Okay. Yeah, did she forget or just didn't wear a bra?
She looks at me and says, whoops. Didn't even flinch.
Whoops, I got to remember that.
I did not last in that job very long.
Okay. So it was an elderly lady, and so as soon as she took her pants off, you
not
saw
her pants.
She had no bra. I'm talking about
that's
elderly. Sick. I was making an old joke.
That's sick, dude.
That was evil.
Yeah. Takes her shoes off, and there they are.
So how do you help her get into a shirt? You know, pick one up, pick them up.
I picked it up. She lifted her arms in there. And
wow. Okay.
Shimmied it on down.
Waving her arms like she just didn't care.
No.
You know, because you think about when your kids are smaller or whatever, and you're dressing them, and you're helping them put on their clothes and stuff. And so you got this older lady, which was she in her 60s, 70s? Yeah,
probably 70s or 80s.
Oh, okay.
She was up there.
Wow. Okay. And down there.
Yeah, 60s isn't that old.
No.
That kind of old.
I know. I'm just asking her, though. I didn't know. I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
I think that's nice you helped her. Otherwise, she wouldn't have been able to do it herself.
No. I'm sorry. It's not nice that she forgot to wear a bra.
She
goes in, and this poor girl is in there, and she's like, oh, oops.
I love that.
That sounds like something I would do.
It'd be oops, oops.
Yeah. You hear him hit the floor.
Oh, boy.
Now, I'm curious, because we assumed, or Heidi assumed, that this lady couldn't do it by herself. Now, you said she raised her arms in the air, so apparently she was mobile.
Honestly, I think she just wanted me in there to tell her if the outfit looked good or not.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I was younger, so I think she thought maybe I would have like hip advice. I don't know.
I think she wanted you to see her boobs.
Oh,
I mean, what else do you do that for?
No. Yeah, she didn't even know she didn't have a bra.
Yeah, women do that. It's like going when they go to the bathroom in pairs. It's like not a big deal.
It's not. It is a big deal. No. Was it a big deal, Darby?
I was a little scarred.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, but it ain't like you and I, if I were with you and like, hey, come on in here in the dressing room and let me help me with my clothes on. I'm like,
no.
Guys don't do that, but you see girls going in pairs in a clothing store.
This is not girls. This was a 80-year-old woman
and a
young girl.
This woman, she felt comfortable with her doing that.
Well, Darby didn't feel comfortable
doing it. No, but she wouldn't.
I've needed help getting into a pair of tight jeans before. Hold this side, and I'll hold that side, and I'll zip, and I need help.
Heidi had to get the whole store involved.
Just a couple of people.
Clean up in the closet.
Was that at Foot Locker?
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't even know. Did she tip well, Darby?
I did get a large commission off of her shopping spree.
What does that mean?
So it was worth it.
I didn't ban her from the store after that.
Okay. Now, have you helped other people put on their clothes?
Yes, but the rest had bras
on. Okay.
They did remember. Wow.
But that's weird that I guess people can just ask, hey, can you help me put on some clothes?
Yeah, I'm going to do that next time. Yeah. I'm going to like, ma'am, could you come help me put on my clothes for me? Too bad you still don't work in the store, Darby.
Yeah.
Let us know how that turns out.
Okay.
When you call us with your one phone call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.